10:08 p.m. There will only be one newcomer to the school board table after this election, but she's a familiar face at the school district. Ann Skelcher, former principal of Langdale, Roberts Creek, Kinnikinnick, Half Moon Bay Elementary Schools and former vice principal of Shadaluk Secondary School, in Area 2, Central, is the lone newcomer elected, with 1,961 votes, the most of any candidate. Also in Area 2, a close second was Amanda Amaral with 1,815 votes. Also elected was Maria Hampvant, who received 1,257 votes. In the Lower Coast, Area 3, Sue Gerard received 1,214 votes, Pamela Ruth received 1,067 votes and Stacia Leach received 1,050 votes. Not elected were Briar Hartwell in Area 3, with 664 votes, and Rick Leskey in Area 2 with 1,090 votes. 9:28 p.m. The results are in for one of the two school board trustee areas in the election race. The Lower Coast will see all of its incumbents return. Sue Gerard, Pamela Ruth and Stacia Leach are set to join the next SD46 school board. Update 8:50 p.m. Still no results. We'll keep you updated. Update 8 p.m. Polls are now closed. Keep an eye on this page, as we'll bring you the results shortly. Who is running? Click a name to be taken to the candidate's profile. Incumbent trustee Samantha Haynes, who represents Area 1, the Upper Coast, was acclaimed. Area 1 includes Pender Harbor, Half Moon Bay, as well as Sechelt Indian Band Land 6, 6A, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12A, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 19A, 20, 20A, 21, 21A, 22, 24, 25, 26 and 27. With Haynes's win, SCRD Area A, Pender Harbor and Egmont, won't see an election at all, as incumbent director Leonard Lee has also been acclaimed. Running to represent Area 2 are, incumbent chair Amanda Amaral, Ann Skelcher, Rick Leskey and incumbent Maria Hampvant. Their names will appear on the District of Sechelt ballots. Area 2 also represents Sechelt Indian Band Lands 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 28. Running to represent Area 3 are three incumbents Pamela Ruth, Stacia Leach and Sue Gerard, and newcomer Briar Teal Hartwell. These four names will be on the ballot for Town of Gibson's voters. Area 3 also represents SCRD Areas D, Roberts Creek, E, Elphinstone, and F, West Howe Sound. So even though those three SCRD electoral areas saw their directors acclaimed, their constituents can still vote for the school board. Where can you vote? In Sechelt, for Area 2. Davis Bay Elementary, 5078 Davis Bay Road. Sechelt Seniors Activity Center, 5604 Trail Avenue. West Sechelt Elementary, 5609 Mason Road. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 15. In Gibson's, for Area 3, at Gibson's and Area Community Center, 700 Park Road. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 15. In Roberts Creek, for Area 3, at Roberts Creek Community Hall, 1309 Roberts Creek Road. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 15. In Elphinstone, for Area 3, at Frank West Hall, 1224 Chester Road, Gibson's. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 15. In West Howe Sound, for Area 3, at Eric Cardinal Hall, 930 Chamberlain Road, Gibson's. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 15. How? Find details about who is eligible, how to register, what kinds of ID you'll need and more on the SCRD website, Sechelt website, or Gibson's website. Where do candidates stand on the issues? The South Dakota 46 District Parents Advisory Council held an all-candidates forum this election period. The event is available to watch on YouTube. We've also got profiles of all of the candidates available on our SD46 election page.